Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the daily podcast that squeezes 15 points into 15 minutes and leaves you wanting to do it all again afterwards. Welcome. Now let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and my guest for this whole week is Jay Flynn from the Virtual Pub Quiz, or should we just keep it absolutely real, given the respect he deserves? Jay Flynn, MBE, a man who likes to build Lego, amongst other things. The question I'm asking first is, why have we changed the name of today's episode to Jebberal Knowledge Monday? And I feel like, Jay, you're the only man that can explain.
Yeah, because I'm an idiot, to be honest. When I did the first quiz way back on the 26th of March, I had my Word document all ready to go, thought I'd spell checked it, which I hadn't, and came round to the final round, which was going to be general knowledge. And without thinking and just reading off a piece of paper, I just went, right, now time for your Jebberal Knowledge round. And everyone went, what? Oh, this must be something new and unique. Right, we like this. And that's it. It's stuck ever since. And proudest moment was getting Stephen Fry to say Jebberal Knowledge instead of general knowledge, you know, this upstanding gentleman of the community saying the word Jebberal Knowledge. It was brilliant.
I think that's a sign that it's reached iconic status. Come on. Yeah. Stephen, you've got Fry to say it. Done.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, well, let's see how good you are at this Jebberal Knowledge Monday. I really do expect great things, I have to be honest. There's 12 questions with 15 points, so good luck, Jay. Question number one, what flavour of crisps are Skips?
Prawn cocktail.
Correct. Don't worry.
It's a good start. Yeah. We're off and running.
Correct answer is prawn cocktail. Question number two, what animal do you get cashmere from?
Oh, not a clue.
Really? Not a clue?
No, this is worse than Mastermind.
Do you own cashmere and not know where it's from?
No, I don't. I think I do.
Don't own it?
No, I'm more of a Primark guy.
Okay. Well, cashmere comes from goats.
Ah.
Hence its complete beautiful softness. Question number three. A business idea explained within 30 seconds is more commonly known as what?
A pitch.
I'm going to need a bit more. What type of pitch? Where are we?
A business pitch? Oh, this is going badly. I'm going to stick with pitch because I have no idea.
I got told this recently, not recently, about 4 years ago, and I thought, oh, I love that. It's an elevator pitch.
Ah, that makes sense, yeah, because you're only in there very shortly.
Yeah, and unlike a sales pitch, there may not be a clear buyer-seller relationship. You kind of just got to go for it. Question number four. What metal, Jay, is the Statue of Liberty made out of?
Copper.
Yes, correct.
Yes. That's why it's green.
Yeah, well, do you want to tell me before I tell people? Because I did not know this.
No, it was I can't remember the original colour. In fact, I'll let you take it because I'll mess this up.
Okay, it's turquoise colour. It's a result of the copper completely oxidising.
Yes, that's much better explanation than I had.
Well, this is I'm just reading what was written. But that's amazing. So was it brown?
I think so, yeah. When it was first delivered, it was definitely a completely different colour, and it's just oxidised over the years to turn into the... Who knows what colour it'll be in 100 years' time.
Oh, Jay, don't. This is the kind of stuff that gets me really excited. So let's not go there. Question number five. The 1981 novel Red Dragon was the first account of which iconic villain?
My mind's gone blank. I have no idea.
The correct answer was Hannibal Lecter. Is that something that was in your mind?
No.
Fine. Question number six. In which UK city is Crufts held?
I want to say Birmingham.
What makes you want to not say Birmingham?
Birmingham or Derby? I don't know why. I'm going to stick with Birmingham. That was the first answer in my head.
So you should. The correct answer is Birmingham. Every year they have the honour of hosting Crufts. Question number 7, Jay. Before Donald Trump, who was the last US president to serve only one term?
Bill Clinton?
I think Bill got in a few more. The correct answer is George H.W. Bush. Feels like all the terrible ones only do one term. Fine by me. Question number 8. In what decade, Jay, was our queen born?
1920s.
Absolutely correct. At April 21st, 4 days before my birthday, 1926. Question number 9 in your General Knowledge Monday, Jay. Live well for less is the slogan of which UK supermarket?
One of my former employers, Sainsbury's.
Oh, really? How were those days?
To be fair, I worked for 3.5 years when I first moved to the Northwest, and I'm still friends with people now, you know, 11 years on. So it was a great job to have. Really was.
Lovely story. Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name a US state that makes up the region of New England? How's your geography?
Oh, and I love America. New Hampshire?
Correct. Oof. That is it. I will give you the point. You could have also had Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont. I like all those places. I don't think I've been to any of them. Have you?
No, it's on my to-do list. I really want to go to America. It's one of the places I really, really want to visit.
Just drive around all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Question number 11. I have a list here of the names of the first 10 wedding anniversaries. The first 10 wedding anniversaries. Can you name 2 of them for 2 points?
Paper.
Yeah, number 1.
And glass?
I'm afraid there's no glass.
No.
I don't feel like that would...
It was worth a shot. No.
Any more guesses? Obviously, you've got your 1 point, but I want to know where your head's at.
Wood?
Wood, absolutely, number 5. And then also cotton. I did not know... Do you know I didn't know any of these? I only knew when it got into...
when it matters.
When it gets into jewels. Yeah. This is really interesting. Cotton number 2, leather 3, linen and silk 4. Then we got sugar at 6, wool, then salt, and then copper and tin 9 and 10. I find that really interesting. Look at that.
Who's giving sugar as a present?
I know. A bag of Tate and Lyle. For an anniversary. Come on, neighbours. All right, final question in your general knowledge, Jay. For 3 points, can you name 3 British Formula One drivers to win the championship more than once?
Lewis Hamilton.
Big time. 7 times he's done it.
Graham Hill.
Graham Hill, absolutely, twice.
Did you say English or British?
British.
I'm going to go Jackie Stewart.
And you would go in a correct... way.
As a massive Formula One fan, that would have been awful if I'd have gone that wrong.
Oh, see, I have to say, you did get a different energy to your voice the minute I mentioned Formula One. It was like, okay, he's interested now. Jackie Stewart, 3 times. Well done. Lewis Hamilton, Jackie Stewart and Graham Hill. And of course, the 4th person was Jim Clark.
Yes.
Who won twice. Your score at the end of that round is 10 points. Very good.
I'll take that.
It didn't feel like you were doing that good when we were in it.
No, to be fair, but I will take that.
We'll talk Jay through his points after this break.
Harry Truman,
Doris Day,
Eric Chana,
Johnny Ray,
South Pacific,
Walter Winchell,
Joe DiMaggio,
Joe McCarthy.
Oh, Katie, wait.
What?
We need to explain what we're doing.
We're only doing a fantastic history podcast based on the Billy Joel smash hit, We Didn't Start the Fire.
So it's the Cold War, it's rock and roll, it's economics, sport, the space race. It's the story of the post-war world.
Oh, thank goodness someone's finally explaining our life to us.
Search for We Didn't Start the Fire now.
Jay, so you scored 10 points, which means you have 10 points for the week so far. We have to talk about the virtual pub quiz. How did it get started? And, you know, how much did lockdown help you in a weird way?
It was just a complete accident. I was sat at work on the Saturday, and it was the day after they said, right, we're shutting the pubs down. And Thursday was quiz night, and the one night out of the week that I could escape, catch up with friends I hadn't seen for a while. And when that got taken away from us, I thought, well, I wonder if I can do something online, you know, get everyone together virtually, you know, quiz teams that I've hosted when I've done, you know, run pub quizzes in the pub, yeah, and friends and family. So I just put a little Facebook post up and said, I'm thinking of doing a quiz on Thursday online just to give us something to do while we're in, you know, while we can't go to the pub. Let me know if you're interested. And if you want, share it to your friends as well. Let's see how many people we can get involved. And then obviously on the Monday, we were then put into a full lockdown, and it just went insane. And the Facebook event had over 500,000 people interested in the first quiz.
How did you even deal with those numbers? Were you privy to that knowledge when doing it?
Well, from that sort of Monday night when I was watching the numbers going up, it just became an addiction every hour to just have a look and go, oh yeah, we've gone up another 10,000. Brilliant, right? Yeah. Okay. So now everything that I thought I could do is out the window, and just settled on sitting on a camera and asking questions. But they were, my wife was looking at me just before I was about to go live on that first quiz on the Thursday night. And she said, how many are you up to waiting? And I said, there's 5,000 people waiting to see me ask questions. I don't know what I'm doing. And I didn't. And I blagged my way through it, and everybody loved it because it wasn't a professional setup. It wasn't, you know, polished with a spangly jacket and a big studio. It was just an idiot sat in his living room asking people questions, and it captured the imagination. And we're still really going strong. And, you know, people have been watching box sets and all sorts through lockdown. And I've been presenting quizzes to, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. I've loved every minute of it.
Well, thank you for telling us here at Quiz Chat Repeat the sort of levels quizzes can get to. I now feel like I want to reach those levels. 500,000 people. That's so impressive. I love that.
Oh, just insane. Absolutely insane.
What a weird year last year was.
Yes.
Jay, thank you so much. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But here's a connector question for you at home. Your first of four this week, and their connection will be revealed on Friday's episode. Your question is, what's the name of Bob Marley's son, who released 8 studio albums of his own with his band, The Melody Makers? So we're looking for the name of Bob Marley's son, whose band, The Melody Makers, released 8 albums. There'll be another connector question tomorrow as part of Music Tuesday. I'll see you then.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.